We have to talk about your ACM picture that won the internet, in our opinion. Your picture of Alan Jackson's hat that you sent out during the ACM Awards. Fantastic. Now, I mean, we assume that with the huge screen that was up in that place that you could see the show despite the big old hat in front of you. I hope.
Yeah, I just thought it was funny. I was sitting there, and he was in front of me with his wife. And first off, I'm such a huge Alan Jackson fan. I mean, when I was telling someone this earlier, it's easy for people to tell you, especially country artists, like, oh, I love, you know, Merle Haggard and Waylon Jennings and Willie Nelson and all. And I love that stuff, too. Don't get me wrong. I'm a huge old school country fan. But when I was a kid, like in the early 90s, I first remember really dialing in and listening to radio. I was like 10 years old. Alan Jackson was, I mean, when Chattahoochee hit the radio, man, that was like, that was the biggest thing in the world when I remember when I was a kid. And so anyways, I was on tour with him before, and I've known him for a while, but Alan Jackson's just Alan Jackson. He's pretty stoic, you know, sit there and not say a whole lot. And I was pretty excited on the 50th annual ACM Awards to be sitting right behind him. But I didn't realize how big that hat was until I until I sat behind him, and my silhouette was like, it was funny because you can see in that photo. I mean, it took up his entire hat. So I thought, I have to take a photo of this and share it with my friends out there as to
the
kind of view that I have tonight.
Well, we thoroughly enjoyed it, and I mean, it didn't seem, you know, it seemed reverent. It was just like, look what I get to sit behind, and not like a, you know, look at this. It was just kind of, yeah, lovely. I think I read that you do like to do a lot of photography. You like,
yeah,
to snap photos.
Yeah, I love it.
And I guess you probably get an opportunity to shoot a lot of interesting stuff traveling around.
Yeah, I try to. I love photography. I'm always buying photography and stuff I've seen. And, I just think it's great. I love my house is full with just pictures everywhere. And it's funny when people come over, you can, they get lost and just like looking at photos. And I always love being able to say that, oh yeah, I took that or I did that. And because I think it's proof of the places I've been, and there's so many things I do on a daily basis I do not get to share with my family and friends, and that's what I love about photography. Just with a simple, you know, snapshot, you can, you know, kind of freeze life for a minute for a long time, and I love that.
Absolutely, that's awesome.
That is very cool. Now, one other thing that I was curious about, going back to the ACMs for a second, normally at the award shows, you guys are kind of in with the crowd, sort of. What was it like, and I don't know, maybe you were talked with other artists as well, but like kind of being in that giant pyramid type thing that was going on stage there?
Yeah, I don't know about that, man. I don't really know. I don't think anybody knew what was going on.
it kind of came off that way on TV, I'm not going to lie. It seemed like it was kind of a little flustered, everybody. Everybody's a little flustered on stage and stuff.
Yeah, it was. But with that said, too, I mean, people don't realize out there as fans, when they just sit down on their couch and plop down with some popcorn or a beer or whatever, and are going to watch the ACM or CMA Awards, they don't realize, I don't think, sometimes the amount, the effort that goes into making that come off flawless, and how hard it is in general just to round up one artist and their entourage as much as rounding up, you know, 50 different artists and their entourages. And so with it being this year out there at the ACMs being at Dallas Cowboys Stadium, that place is such like a monstrosity anyways, that it was just, I think it went off pretty well considering, but I really got to, you know, give a little round of applause to the people at the ACMs for pulling that off, because it may have come off a little weird off on TV, I really do think they did a great job pulling that together due to the circumstances of what it was. It was pretty wild.
Oh, I mean, I can only imagine. That's a humongous arena. I mean, even from a sound perspective, like, how did it sound in there and stuff? Yeah, I mean, it's humongous.
Yeah, it was. They did a great job, man. And I mean, like I said, that it's kind of real. Not only that, you got to understand too, like all the artists and people that are in there, I mean, unless you're performing on the award show, those are the only artists that have probably been in that stadium prior to the show starting and got to do a little bit of a rehearsal. But everybody else that was there, especially like me or some of the others that were presenting awards, you don't rehearse like a present spot. So it's you go out there and you're like, you have no idea where to look for like the camera. Probably came off like that.
Yeah,
that is one of the things we noticed, for sure.
That's the kind of stuff that's funny, though. I think it's hilarious because, like, you're out there with another artist you really look up to or somebody that's your friend, and it kind of comes off pretty comical. So I had a fun time with Darius Rucker and my buddy George Spees. We did it together, so it was good.
Very cool.
Good.